Welcome back for another deep dive with us.
Always fun.
This time we're looking at issue 5 of Nexus, exploring the frontiers of intelligence.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one come across my desk.
It's a pretty interesting magazine, you know.
Yeah.
It really gets in the intersection of mind, body, and spirit.
Uh-huh.
All those things that we like to think about.
It makes you think, you know, like,
it does.
How are all those things actually connected?
Yeah. And they don't really pull any punches in this issue.
No, they don't.
They really kind of go right into some of the big questions.
Yeah. And you know what really stood out to me was the editor's letter.
Oh, yeah.
Talked about how we're really kind of on this precipice of all these huge breakthroughs in these different areas.
Mm.
And they're all starting to connect in ways that we maybe haven't even thought about before.
Yeah. It makes you wonder.
It does.
If these things really are as separate as we often think they are.
Right.
And that kind of leads us into the first section of the magazine.
Okay.
Which is IQ to the Power of AI.
Gotcha.
It's a catchy title.
Yeah.
But it sounded like a sci-fi movie or something.
Yeah.
But it's actually about how AI could be impacting lifespan and work.
Yeah. They had some really interesting stuff in there.
I know. It really grabbed me, too.
Yeah.
What was it that you found the most interesting there?
Well, I think for me, what really stood out was just the amount of money that's being poured into healthcare AI right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a huge sign that, you know, the experts are taking this seriously.
For sure, for sure.
The potential for AI to address age-related diseases and conditions, I mean, that's...
It's not just theoretical anymore, right?
Exactly. It's becoming a reality and a really powerful economic force.
Mm. Yeah, we hear about it all the time, AI and healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
To see these numbers really puts it in perspective.
Absolutely.
I mean, I was reading about this concept of biomimicry.
Oh, yeah.
Where AI is actually like...
Learning from us.
Learning from the human brain to become more efficient.
Which is crazy when you think about it. It's like AI is going to school on the most complex organ we know. I mean, right. It's not just about like crunching numbers anymore. It's almost like AI is developing this intuition, you know?
Yeah.
Learning from how our brains work. I mean, that's...
That could really change how we approach all kinds of problems in the future.
Totally. And there was this paper in Science Advances. They were talking about these brain-inspired neural networks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these scientists are looking at the actual structure and function of the brain.
Right.
And using that to create AI systems that process information and learn.
Like we do.
In a similar way.
That's amazing.
It's wild.
It's like AI is becoming more human in a way.
In a way.
Okay. But then that makes you think.
Makes you wonder.
If AI is getting so much more sophisticated and advanced,
uh-huh.
What does that mean for us humans in the workplace?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
It is. But, you know, Nexus actually takes...
Surprisingly optimistic.
A pretty positive outlook on that.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised, but I was happy to see it.
Me too.
Because, you know, there's a lot of fear out there.
A lot of fear.
About AI taking over jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But Nexus focuses on the potential for collaboration between humans and AI.
Yeah, like this article from MIT Sloan, they were talking about the need to avoid what they call a gold rush mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Where we just rush to automate everything without really thinking it through.
Right.
You know, we need to take a more measured approach.
Yeah.
Really think about the consequences.
Think about the human side of things.
Absolutely. And they outline these 6 steps for how to redesign work in the age of AI.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, they're focusing on how humans and AI can complement each other.
Work together.
Yeah, leverage each other's strengths.
So it's not about humans versus machines.
Yeah.
It's about humans with machines.
Exactly.
I love that.
It's a partnership.
It is a partnership. That's the way to look at it.
Yeah.
So we're talking about...
A longer lifespan.
Potentially extending our lifespan.
Yeah.
That naturally brings up another big question.
Which is...
What about the quality of those extra years?
Right. Like, are we just going to live longer?
Or are we going to live better?
Exactly. And that's where Nexus dives into this concept of health span.
Oh, wow.
It's not just about living longer.
Living well.
It's about living well and thriving.
And they actually explore some pretty radical approaches to achieving that.
They do.
I was fascinated by some of the things they were talking about.
Yeah, it was pretty out there.
It was, but it was exciting, too.
It was. They acknowledge right off the bat that, you know, the gains we've made in longevity recently seem to be...
Kind of plateauing a little bit.
Yeah, hitting a ceiling.
Yeah.
Which, you know, suggests that maybe we need some new ways of thinking about this.
Right.
And that's where this new framework comes in, it's called.
The 10 levels of longevity.
The 10 levels of longevity framework. And it's really interesting.
Tell me more.
Well, it's a whole new way of looking at aging. It suggests that we can target interventions at different levels, like biological levels, to extend health span.
I like that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you're not just trying to like slow down aging in general,
Right.
you're really targeting specific
That's
areas.
fascinating.
It is.
You know, one of the things that really blew me away in this section
Yeah, tell me.
was this idea that we can now actually measure the age of individual organs.
I know, right?
It's
It's
incredible.
like science fiction.
It
The
is.
World Economic Forum article, they were talking about how scientists can figure out.
How old your heart is or your liver.
Yeah, like regardless of your actual
It's
age,
amazing.
like,
You can peek inside our bodies
right
at this whole
now,
other level.
and get this personalized information
Oh, wait.
about our health.
It's incredible.
It is, and it's not just about like, wow, that's cool.
It's
It
gravity.
actually has practical implications for
Right.
healthcare.
Yeah, like tailored treatments and interventions.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you know the age and health of your specific organs,
Doctors can.
doctors can create a much more personalized approach. It's
Wow.
like the future of medicine is becoming.
Right here, right now.
It's happening.
I love it.
Me too.
It's so exciting, and it makes you think, you know, what else will we be able to measure in the future?
Right. What other insights will we gain?
It's amazing. And you know, it's really interesting how Nexus seamlessly blends all this cutting-edge science with these more philosophical and spiritual explorations.
Yeah, it's a really cool mix.
It is. And speaking of which, this next section, EQ to the power of SI,
Oh, yeah, that one was good.
really caught my attention.
Emotional quotient and spiritual intelligence.
What a powerful combination.
It is, and it's so relevant.
Especially with Thanksgiving just behind us.
Right. Gratitude is on everyone's mind.
But this section of the magazine goes beyond just like, you know, feeling thankful.
Yeah, they dig deeper.
They highlight these three principles from an article on Bold Journey.
Discipline, wisdom, and gratitude.
Timeless virtues.
They really are.
And you know what I thought was really cool?
What's that?
Is that they don't just present these as like, you know, fluffy concepts.
Yeah.
They actually get into the science behind wisdom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they show how it's not just some philosophical ideal
So it's something we can actually
cultivate
cultivate.
through specific practices and habits.
I love that.
Yeah, it's like you can train your brain for wisdom.
I like that a lot.
It's pretty
It
cool.
is because, you know, we often think about science and spirituality as being these separate things,
Opposites.
but Nexus shows how they can really work together,
Totally.
which I appreciate.
Me too.
And then there was this really practical tip in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution article
Oh, yeah, about the thank you notes.
about teaching kids gratitude by having them write thank you notes.
It's such a simple thing,
But so powerful,
but so powerful.
especially when they're young.
Start early.
Right.
It's like building that foundation.
Yeah, instill this virtue from a young age.
Yeah. And I think in a world that's so focused on, you know, material possessions and instant gratification,
Right.
teaching kids gratitude is more important than ever,
I agree with that completely.
especially with all the changes we're talking about with AI and longevity.
Right.
Having that strong foundation of gratitude could be really crucial.
Absolutely. It's like this issue of nexus is really encouraging us to think holistically,
Yeah.
to consider all these different aspects of ourselves,
Just see the big picture.
the interconnectedness of our minds, our bodies, our spirits.
And we've only just scratched the
But
surface.
I know
There's so much more to unpack
there's a lot more.
in this magazine.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and dive even deeper.
Sounds good. Welcome back to our deep dive into Nexus Magazine.
Amazing stuff, isn't it?
I'm still thinking about those organ age measurements.
It really makes you think how fast things are changing.
Yeah, for sure.
But with all this progress, I think it's important to think about,
The downsides.
yeah, the potential downsides. What are the risks? What questions should we be asking?
Exactly. And you know what I appreciate about Nexus is that
They go there.
they don't shy away from those tough questions.
They don't.
In fact, the editor even invites readers to share their thoughts, you know, about the future of human potential.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, acknowledging that these advancements raise some pretty profound
For
questions.
sure, for sure.
Like, what does it all mean?
Yeah, and one thing that really struck me was the discussion about redesigning work.
Oh, yeah, in the age of AI.
Right? It's exciting to think about the possibilities, but it's also a little unnerving.
It is.
Like, how do we make sure that everybody benefits from these changes.
Right, not just a select few.
Exactly, and that MIT Sloan article.
Yes.
They really emphasized avoiding that.
Gold rush mentality.
Gold rush mentality, yeah, where we just rush to automate everything.
Without thinking about the consequences.
Without thinking about the people. So it's about finding that balance.
It is a tricky balance between, you know, harnessing the power of AI, but also protecting human skills and ingenuity.
Right, and it makes you wonder, you know, are education systems even keeping up with all of this?
That's a huge question.
It is.
Are we preparing kids for jobs that don't even exist yet?
Right.
In a world where AI is so prevalent.
Yeah. It seems like we need to rethink education in a big way.
I think so.
Move beyond just memorizing facts and figures.
Right.
And focus more on critical thinking, adaptability, creativity.
The skills that AI can't replicate.
Exactly. Those are the skills that will be valuable no matter what.
Absolutely.
And you know, another area where these big questions come up is longevity.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If we can extend our lifespans significantly.
What does that mean for society?
What does that mean for our planet, for our sense of purpose?
Big questions.
Huge questions.
And I don't think there are any easy answers.
No.
But I think it's important to at least start having these conversations now before these technologies become even more widespread.
Absolutely.
Right.
We need to think about the consequences, both positive and negative, and develop some ethical frameworks to guide our choices.
We need a roadmap.
We do. It's like we're entering this uncharted territory.
Yeah.
And we need a new map to navigate it.
We need a new way of thinking.
But it's not all doom and gloom, right?
No, not at all.
I mean, remember, the Nexus editor talks about health span being more important than just living longer.
Right. It's not just about adding years to your life.
It's about adding life to your years.
Exactly. And that's what makes the 10 levels of longevity framework so interesting.
It is.
Because it suggests that we can target interventions to not just slow down aging, but potentially reverse some of its effects.
Wow. Imagine that.
I know, right?
People being vibrant and active well into what we now consider old age.
It's a whole new paradigm.
It is exciting.
But it also raises the question of
access.
Access, exactly.
So who will have access to these life-extending technologies?
Right. Will it be available to everyone or just the wealthy and privileged?
It's a crucial question.
It is.
And I think it's something we need to be really proactive about addressing.
I agree, because if we're not careful, we could end up with an even more divided society than we have now.
Right. A longevity gap.
A longevity gap between the haves and the have-nots.
And that's the last thing we need.
We need to make sure that these advancements benefit all of humanity.
Absolutely. Equity and access have to be central to all of these discussions.
I think so, too.
We can't just focus on the technology itself.
Right.
We have to think about the societal implications.
And I think that's where the idea of spiritual intelligence comes in.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more.
Well, it's not just about individual growth and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about cultivating a sense of interconnectedness
and
responsibility for the well-being of others.
I don't like that.
So it's not just about me living longer.
Right.
It's about how we can create a better world for everyone.
It's about the collective. So this whole discussion about AI longevity, the future of humanity.
It keeps bringing us back to those core human values.
Compassion, empathy, a sense of purpose.
Exactly. And ultimately, that's what it all comes down to.
What does it mean to live a fulfilling and meaningful life?
That's the question.
If we have the potential to live longer and healthier lives,
what will we do with that time?
What will give our lives purpose?
And I think that's what Nexus is trying to get us to think about.
It is.
They're not just presenting the science and the technology. Mm-hmm. They're exploring the philosophical and spiritual implications.
The bigger picture.
The why behind the what.
I love that.
So it's not just about how long we live.
It's about how we live.
Exactly.
And I think that's a really important message.
It is a powerful message.
And we're back for the final part of our deep dive into Nexus Magazine.
It's been a wild ride so far.
Wow, right? We've covered a lot of ground, but there's one more fascinating layer I want to get into.
Yeah, what's that?
The unexpected connections between all these different fields.
Oh, yeah, like how it all ties together.
Exactly. It's like Nexus is showing us this hidden web.
A web of ideas.
Connecting things we might not have ever thought about together before.
Like AI and spiritual intelligence.
Exactly. You know, at first glance, those two seem like they're
polar opposites.
On completely opposite ends of the spectrum. But this issue hints that maybe they're more intertwined than we realize.
It's a pretty mind-bending concept when you really think about it.
It is mind-bending. I mean, one connection point they highlight is the concept of consciousness.
Oh,
Scientists are still trying to figure out consciousness, both in humans and in machines.
Right. It's like one of the biggest mysteries still.
It is. And as AI systems become more and more complex, some researchers believe that they might actually develop some form of consciousness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It makes you think, if AI were to become conscious, what would that mean for our understanding of our own consciousness, our own spiritual nature?
That is a profound question.
It is. It challenges us to really rethink
everything,
our place in the universe,
our relationship with technology.
And it really forces us to confront the ethics.
Yeah. The ethical implications are huge.
Of creating machines that might have
feelings or awareness or
some level of sentience.
I mean, it's almost like science fiction is becoming reality.
Right. And it makes you wonder, is there anything we can learn from AI about our own spiritual growth?
That's an interesting question.
It is. For example, AI systems are incredibly efficient at processing information, identifying patterns.
Yeah, that's their strength.
Could we apply those same principles to develop our own wisdom and insight?
It's like looking in a mirror.
It is.
But the mirror is reflecting something completely new.
And unexpected.
I like that.
I do too. Another unexpected connection that I thought was really interesting was the role of gratitude.
Oh, gratitude.
In both longevity and AI development.
How so?
Well, we talked about how cultivating gratitude can be good for our mental and physical health. Mm. Maybe even contribute to a longer life.
Yeah, makes sense.
But Nexus takes it a step further, suggesting that gratitude might actually be essential for ensuring that AI develops in a way that benefits humanity.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right. Like, if we want to create AI systems that are aligned with our values,
we need to teach them to value the things we value.
Exactly. To understand things like empathy and compassion.
And gratitude is a big part of that.
That is.
It's the foundation for so much of what makes us human.
It's almost like gratitude is a bridge
between us and them,
between our human experience and the potential of AI.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
It is a beautiful thought, and I think it's something that we really need to consider as we move forward with these technologies.
I agree.
So overall, this deep dive into Nexus has been a real eye-opener for me.
Me too.
It's challenged us to really expand our definition of intelligence, grapple with some pretty big ethical questions, and really embrace the interconnectedness of all things.
It's given us a lot to think about.
A lot to think about, a lot to discuss.
And hopefully a lot to learn from.
Exactly. So as we wrap up this deep dive into Nexus Magazine, I just want to encourage everyone listening to keep those minds curious, those hearts open, and keep those conversations flowing. And until next time, keep diving deep.